I would like to announce that the work session on 2880 is canceled for the time being. We will not be hearing that work session today. And we will be doing, we will be doing the work session on House Bill 2170 and then 2175, and then we'll go to House Bill 2809 work session. And with...
Madam Chair, could we start with 2175?
You want 2175?
Yeah, I have that file in front of me and a matter about the other one, so this one's an easy one.
That's not a problem for me. We're going to open the work session on 2175.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Vicki Walker, for the record. You heard this bill earlier, and we have a dash two amendment that we'd like to replace on page two of the printed bill, lines 15 and 16. And it simply clarifies that the earned income tax credit is money under the federal tax laws, and any money traceable to that. It was an agreement I worked out with Jim Marquis. And I've also spoken with the Department of Justice Division of Child Support, and they were initially concerned about not being able to get child support, but there is a Supreme Court case that says they can intercept earned income credit for child support. It's rare that anything escapes the hands of child support, and that's very good, and I appreciate that. So with that, they have no objections to this bill, neither does anyone else. I think it's a good thing for Oregonians, and I would appreciate you passing that.
If I might, Madam Chair, just for the benefit of the committee, I spoke to the a representative from Child Support, and she provided me with a copy of Sorensen versus Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, 475 U.S. 851, which is the U.S. Supreme Court case that Representative Walker was just speaking of.
Thank you. So your dash two amendment will replace the dash one that was originally submitted?
Yes.
Okay. The panel have any questions of Representative Walker?
Are we in a work session?
Yes, we are in work session.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the dash two amendments 2175.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we adopt the dash two, House Bill 2175.
Madam Chair, I move that we pass 2175 to the full with a due pass.
Thank you. Representative Lowe moves the House Bill 2175 as amended to the full committee.
Correct. With the due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Hearing none, roll call, please.
Representative Jackson?
Aye.
Representative Lowe?
Aye.
Representative Bingo?
Excuse.
Representative Kennedy?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2175, as amended, is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Representative Walker, Vicki Walker, would you carry, please, the full
committee? Yes, and I believe we'll do that this evening.
We'll do that this evening at 5 o'clock.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, we'll move on to 2170.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vicki Walker, State Representative, House District 41 again. This bill got my dander up, and let me tell you why. First of all, we were in committee last night till 11:30, and we had an obnoxious witness, so that put me on edge. And then I saw in my office yesterday a note from Meg Reinhold from the Department of Consumer and Business Services that says, here's an analysis of the amendments. We weren't able to get an appointment. I find that hard to believe. We'd love to work with you to further refine the bill. Well, let me tell you where this comes from. Meg Reinhold and Kevin Wellingham from the Workers' Comp Division were in my office on March 27th. They talked about the bill as it was currently drafted, indicated there were a number of problems they had, and I said, well, I've spoken about this with Representative Shetterly, and we're thinking about just dumping the accounting manual into this bill as a gut and stuff, as an amendment. And my notes, and you haven't known me as long as the rest of the people, but I think you know that I keep very, very good notes.
Madam Chair, they should have known they were dealing with a court reporter.
And my notes specifically state here, okay, if we do the accounting manual as a gut and stuff. So So then, in my office, when I find this comment, which is a whole bunch of objections to the Dash 3 amendments that I had drafted, I find it specious. I'm very angry about it, and frankly, I'm not going to listen to it, and I hope you don't. Let's get to the real merits. I had a Dash 3 drafted to House Bill 2170, and in fact, I did not even share it with the Department of Consumer and Business Services because I knew that they had already said it was okay to go ahead with what I was doing. I did share it with the Department of Revenue. They had a couple of changes they wanted made. We conversed through email. I took those down to LC, and you now have those in front of you as the Dash 4. So the Dash 4 replaces the entire bill, supersedes all other amendments, and takes care of a couple of additional concerns the Department of Revenue had. I know they're behind me. If I'm misrepresenting that they are now okay, they need to come forward and share that with me. The room is silent. So what we have done is taken the accounting manual. If you recall from the testimony we had at our hearing previously, they had drafted this issue into the Oregon accounting manual, and we are just taking this Oregon accounting manual and putting it into statute. I think it's a good thing. It makes sure that the people of the state of Oregon have the justice they're looking for when they have a problem with state agencies, and the Dash 4 cleans up the few problems that the Department of Revenue had. So with that, I would ask you to move the Dash 4s and move the bill today. And I'm prepared to answer any questions.
Any questions of Representative Walker?
Representative, thank you. Would you please put a face on this for me? What's the problem and what's the fix?
There are claims that people have with agencies and they don't feel that they're properly adjudicated. We had testimony from one of my constituents about this issue, and Representative Shetterly's had a similar circumstance with this. And folks just don't feel that they're getting heard on the complaints that they have. When they say that they dispute the debt, they're ignored, and it's not gone through a process. So the Oregon Accounting Manual was put in place to try to help with that.
Madam Chair?
Yeah,
I believe at the hearing, and it was some time ago that we talked about this. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the story of my constituent who called me to tell me that his bank account had been garnished, and it turned out that was on account of a claim that had been made against him by was it DCBS, I think it may have been, which he had disputed and was not aware that under the law, under the rules that were currently in place, it was sufficient for the agency to have sent out a demand by certified mail, and if you didn't pay it, then they treated that as a liquidated debt and then proceeded to start collecting, and it became incumbent on him, but for our intervention, would have been incumbent on him to request a hearing, and then he would have had the burden of proof at the hearing to establish non-liability. Didn't seem to square well, and I think as a result of that, that's where this accounting manual policy, or this accounting policy really got developed. I think it had been there, but the agencies weren't uniformly following it, and I think the Department of Justice did a good job in trying to get a handle on this. So that kind of thing didn't happen, and the proposal here in the Dash 4s, as I understand, is to codify that policy so that it's front and center and clearly applicable across the board. That's my understanding and my recollection from the hearing.
Thank you.
And if I might, Madam Chair, I just want to remind the committee, you have a fiscal statement there, but that is based on the original bill, not on any amendments. So we need to get updated information from fiscal.
Yes, Madam Chair, Ms. Chartel is correct. There was a concern with the original bill that we'd be doing a whole lot of hearings on a number of cases, and that would not be the case with the amendment.
How long would it take to get that?
You know, I haven't talked to them about this bill. What I can do is
assuming that it passes out this morning, I can update the committee at 5 o'clock as to what their initial take on it is, and if they think that that it won't be that it won't take that long, then we could pass it out at 5 o'clock, and they have their two or three days to do it. If they thought that it was going to take longer, then we could give them a couple days up front and then maybe put this on the full meeting on Friday.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Shetterly.
Well, given that this codifies what has now been established as current practice under DAS, I would hope that there's not a fiscal impact on this.
I would imagine.
Should just, well, I think what we're really doing is elevating what is in the administrative rule to statute at this point, so it doesn't really, shouldn't be changing any practice unless practice isn't in compliance with the administrative rule, in which case that, you know, we need to know that too, but I don't think that this ought to have a fiscal.
I agree. So we will work that out, and I think that being that this is just codifying rule that they already have, I agree there should not be a fiscal on it at all.
Are we in work session?
Yes, we are.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the dash fours. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of 2170.
Okay, any discussion of the dash four amendments? Hearing none. We adopt the dash four amendments to 2170.
Madam Chair, I move that we send 2170 as amended to the full with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Lowell moves House Bill 2170 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Aye.
Representative Lowe?
Aye.
Representative Shetterly?
Aye.
Chair Walker? Aye. House Bill 2170 as amended is moved to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Representative Walker, can you carry, please?
I will. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I appreciate your courtesy.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to...
Good, now I don't have to hear about that from my roommate anymore.
House Bill 2809, we're opening the work session. Representative King.
Ready for me?
Good morning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Dale King, State Representative, District 44. And I have before me a one-page written testimony. I did submit copies previously and reluctant to read it if you all have, you know, had already and have had a chance to look it over. Otherwise, I'll give a quick reading to it.
Anyone have any questions of Representative King?
Did you have that one-page letter? I'll do it real quickly then if you don't.
Right,
I'm not
here.
Seeing that. So. Okay.
This is the one.
Great.
Right.
Thank you very much. So I think that one-page letter does a good job of kind of explaining, you know, what the pre-needs trusts are and how the issue has gone and the fact that basically now the dash two amendments complete all the issues and there is, you know, consensus among all the, you know, all the participants that have worked on this. I'd also like to point out that about a year ago, this issue came before the Interim Audit Committee from the Secretary of State because they felt that their audit process, while it certainly counts the money, is not enough oversight to be able to protect the public, to prevent any damage to the public from bankruptcies, et cetera. And unfortunately, the language that came before that interim committee didn't meet what people thought the agreement was, and then Senator Yee and myself have volunteered to carry forward with this bill, to get this issue resolved during session. And unfortunately, there was some confusion in terms of what language to happen and what to amend, et cetera. But we finally got all the pieces together. And so dash two amendments are now ready to take care of House Bill 2809, and we can send it on its way and resolve this important consumer protection issue.
I thought you said dash two amendments. Did you just say dash one?
Yes.
Dash two, okay. Okay. Any questions of Representative King? Oh,
I'm Meg Reinhold with the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and I'm only here to provide lots of gory detail if that's what you want. Otherwise, go ahead. No pun intended, sorry.
Oh, I thought she meant the other bill.
Oh, I can help you on that one, too.
Oh.
Okay. No, that one's mine. Fine. It's just an error on our part.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move the dash two amendments, 2809.
Thank you. Representative Lowell moves the dash two amendments to 2809. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I just see we have some other folks from the work group that were here, maybe just a nodding of the heads to make sure that every, okay, I see it. Thank
okay.
you. For the record, heads are bouncing.
I think you would have heard it.
Yeah.
I've, up and down, not
I've had that happen before when you walked out. I wanted to say something.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion. Any objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing none. We adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 2809.
Madam Chair, I move that we send 2809 as amended to the full with a due pass.
Thank you. Representative Lowe moves House Bill 2809 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Representative
Bassett? Aye. Representative Lowe?
Aye.
Representative Shetterly?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2809 as amended is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Representative King.
Representative King.
King. Would you please be the carrier on your bill? Okay. Thank you.
Zipping right along.
Here we are.
We're going to have a brief recess here until we get our council back.
Yeah, there are.
Now it's a recess time.